Up next on High Plains Morning, I am thrilled to have Alt Academy live in the studio. They've got a new play. Is it a play? You say musical, don't you, Jason?
Musical, yep, that's right.
Okay, so musical. So this is a musical. And this is going to be a Stephen Sondheim Into the Woods, which obviously most people know because there was a movie. It went around.
No, sure. Yeah, but yeah, Walt Disney, they produced a movie back in 2014 starring Miss Meryl Streep and James Corden, Emily Blunt, and kind of got the musical into the mainstream kind of eye. And but those who follow any sort of musical theater, they definitely know that Into the Woods is a classic musical theater piece, and we're so excited about presenting it to our panhandle.
Well, welcome back to the studio, and you've brought some buddies.
I did.
You brought some cast members.
I did. I brought Mr. Caden Burns and Connor Unwin. They are two of our 10 cast members in the show. The show is normally done with about 20-ish cast members, but we have kind of stripped it down just to 10 actors, 5 guys, 5 girls, and these are two of our guys that are doing an amazing job in the show.
And now talk to me about the cast, because this has got a lot of characters, and so yeah. You're like double and tripling down on these roles.
It's really exciting. So the production, I saw a production about a year and a half ago that was a national tour of the Fiasco Theater, and it inspired me to do this show and kind of in the same concept and the same feel. And so, for example, our Little Red Riding Hood, for those listeners who don't know it, the story is Into the Woods is about different storybook characters and their common theme about going into the woods. So you have Little Red Riding Hood, and you have Jack and the Beanstalk, Cinderella. They all have wishes of some sort. James Lapine, who wrote the book, he introduced two new characters of the baker and the baker's wife, and their want or their wish is to have a child. And there's a witch who has cast a spell on their family tree, if you will, to be a
on
barren
their
one. Yes, exactly. Yes, and so they are in need of 4 items to create a potion to basically make the spell go away. And they're looking for a cape as red as blood, which of course is Little Red Riding Hood's cape, a slipper as pure as gold, which is Cinderella's slipper, the hair as yellow as corn, Rapunzel's hair from the tower, of course, and then the 4th item is a cow as white as milk, and that's Jack's milky white cow. And so what we've done is we've had some fun with casting. In fact, Caden here, he plays our cow. He plays Milky White, which is a lot of fun. He also plays Rapunzel's prince. And then because why not, when you have two princes, we have a Cinderella's prince and Rapunzel's prince, why not make them the ugly stepsisters? And so they're also playing Cinderella's ugly stepsister, which is a lot of fun.
That's great. So, Caden, you have 3 different roles in this.
I do, yeah.
And one is not even human.
Yeah, I play an animal. Great.
That's amazing. And now, Connor, you're a character. You just have the one character?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about your character.
Well,
if you can.
Right, yeah, the mysterious man.
So in the woods, one of Jack's lines is there are spirits here, talking about the woods. And so that sort of puts off an implication that there are rumors of spirits and ghosts in the woods. And the mysterious man is sort of that that basis of the legend of spirits in the woods, because he's always just going through the woods and just running into the different characters and just leading them into the basically how the story is supposed to go. And so he's just the mysterious figure in the background, sort of orchestrating the whole thing.
So he's a MacGuffin.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I feel like he has the compass that guides all the characters through the woods, like the moral compass of, you know, he kind of dabbles in making sure that things go his way. And it's a great, great piece. And both of these guys, along with our cast, are all doing an amazing job. The cool thing about our show, too, is in addition to the characters they play, they're all storytellers. So we start off the show with all 10 actors not in costume, and they're just storytellers. And they start the piece, and then they throw on a cape, they throw on some gloves, they throw on a hat, and they become these characters. And what we've done with the set is we've kind of set it in, I'm calling it an attic of memories. So we don't have the traditional forest, if you will. We have this attic with an abandoned piano and all of these kind of things on the bookshelves and stacks of books. And so what we're doing is with the stack of books, we're creating the forest, if you will. So a tall stack of books is our tree, and shorter stacks of books are our stumps. And so because we've kind of gone with that theme, we've been able to really be creative with the piece.
Well, this is cool because you mentioned that this is not a normal thing that you're doing a show right now.
Right, yeah.
Why did you choose to do that?
So this is our 25th anniversary of ALT Academy. It was established, this version, in 19... 92, I almost said 27, which is our main theater is a 1927. But so in order, basically Into the Woods is a show I've always wanted to do, especially after seeing the kind of concept version that I saw. And because it's our show is rated PG, Act 1 is all about these characters finding out about what they want and getting their wish. Act 2 kind of has a little more darker themes with, you know, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. And what happens if you do get your wish? A common theme is kind of we've been talking about is be careful what you wish for, kind of a thing. And so I knew I couldn't do it during our main season because we bring kids, students in to see all of our shows. We have over 700 kids in our program. So we need to have big shows sometimes. So we did Seussical earlier in the year and we had 84 cast members in that show. And so,
wow.
So if we have, you know, that many people auditioning, I knew Into the Woods would have to be something special. And so we were, my artistic director and executive director, Alan Schenkel, said, well, why not do it in the summer? And so that kind of opened up the doors and we thought, okay, let's do a summer show, kind of these 10 actors and let's go for it and celebrate our 25th season. And it has been an absolute joy. We still have camps going on, dance classes, all that stuff going on, like normal during our summer, but we thought, why not do a show as well? So it's worked out really well for us.
Well, I think that's a great way to celebrate 25 years.
Yeah.
I can imagine that you have one of those jobs where there's not a job you can't do. If you can wrangle 84 kids,
sure.
In a musical.
And you know, that's not my biggest. My biggest was Aladdin Jr. We had 100 kids in that show. It's the largest show at ALT history. And I have 100 gray hairs because of that show, I feel. But it's definitely worth it, for sure.
Wonderful. Okay, so this is going on July 13th, and it's running all the way through the 22nd.
Correct.
So there's plenty of time to get tickets. How can folks find out about getting tickets?
Yeah, sure. You can definitely check out our website, www.amarillolittletheater.org. We spell our theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E. It has all of our information. Check us out on social media. Facebook, of course, has all of our information that we have. And call us. Give us a call. Our box office is 806-355-9991. They can definitely help you with getting tickets or finding out more information about not only ALT Academy, but the Amarillo Little Theater. We definitely love serving our whole panhandle. Connor here is from Fritch, drives in every day for rehearsals. And so we love serving the whole panhandle area. We, in fact, took the cast to Moore County. We went to Dumas and Cactus and Sunray and performed part of our show for an outreach with the library program there. And so we love getting people not only, of course, our Amarillo residents, but all over the Panhandle area and all of your listeners. We'd love to have them at ALT.
Well, we're so thankful that you're bringing little theater pieces into the small towns. And this is going to be at the Alt Adventure Space, which is the one on Civic Circle, right next to the Pinkies.
Yes.
So, folks, I know there are two spaces, just to clarify that. So, Amarillo Little Theater Academy presents Into the Woods July 13th through the 22nd. Go to amarillolittletheater.org for more information. Jason, Caden, and Connor, thank you all so much.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jenny.
All right, let's go ahead and, what are we going to hear next? Let's do some Chris Smither. Smither. I like to say that. Smither. Here's Chris Smither on High Plains Morning with Feeling by Degrees.